Waltham Blue Cross Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. 7:06 in the morning on January the 27th. My sister's birthday today.
That's right.
Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning there.
Good morning. Currently 38 degrees in the downtown studios. If you're just tuning in, good Monday morning here. Wow, we have a lot to cover over. We like to start our Monday mornings with what happened over the weekend. And, it was packed full of political and social. And it's 7:06 in the morning. We're going to have increasing clouds today. I am liking this forecast after we've been seeing such brittle ground. Increasing clouds today with temperatures around 67. Chance of 40%. This is what the forecast is calling for. 40% of chance of rain tonight with 47. Looks like we're upping the ante tomorrow with 50% chance of rain. And then Tuesday night decreasing to 20. Wednesday up to 40. And the temperature will be Wednesday around 62. So we are looking towards hopefully some rain in the North State. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our friends,
our customers, our warm friends.
There's these two capital R's in there.
There are. Hey, look, let's start off our week as we always do, Monday through Friday at 7:05, 8:05, and 9:05 with our friends from our Wells Fargo advisors. And today, Chris Lasondak. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're 30 minutes or so into a new trading week and the markets are modestly higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 44 points at 15,923. The S&P 500 adding 2 points at 1791, while the NASDAQ composite's unchanged at 4127. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 116 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up a penny at 1646, General Electric up 8 cents at 2503, Merck up $1.93 at 5391, while Ford's down 13 cents at 1570. Of local interest, PG&E's unchanged at $40.82. Safeway's up 13 cents at $31.11. Harley-Davidson up 73 cents at $64.75. And Sturm Ruger up 95 cents at $74.80. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.75%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.35%. Oil's up 23 cents a barrel at $96.87. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $8.04 an ounce at $12.60, while silver's down 9 cents an ounce at $19.77. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. Like I say, we have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:05, 8:05, and 9:05 right here. If you're looking for great advice about what's happening in Wall Street, there, search no further. They're your neighbors. They can, you can be talking to them. They're big parts of our community. They know what's happening up here in the North State, and they know what's happening back on Wall Street. You can't ask for more. Give them a call at 243-7561. 243-7561. Well, really, does it look like rain? Is it 40% chance of rain?
Yeah, 40% chance of
rain.
Well,
we need it. I was watching that today, and gosh.
Let's talk about our special guests that are coming on today. We've got Mike Huber is going to be talking at 7:30, and then we're going to be a very special guest at 8 o'clock. We're going to be talking about water and all kinds of great stuff. So, this weekend we attended a gun forum.
We did.
Want to talk about that when we get back?
Yeah, let's talk about the gun forum. There's a lot of people there. And let's talk about that as soon as we get back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
Realize that this is the greatest country in the history of the planet, and we've overcome many obstacles. We've gone through a civil war, and we healed as a nation. That's a pretty big deal. We saved the world in World War I. Oh, and by the way, we did it again with World War II. Oh, yeah, we did it another time with the Cold War. We got a pretty good track record here in the United States. We're an amazing country.
The Dan Fagan Show, weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 on KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl Lindabot, good Monday morning. Gosh, here it is. We're running out of 27th of January. We've run out of January. Now we're almost into February. What can I say? Hey, today, Mike Huber's going to be here. We got a gentleman by the name of Martin Durbin. He's president and chief executive officer of America's Natural Gas Alliance. You know, everybody's talking about, you know, the cost of energy and all this, and there's a lot of things going on that why aren't we drilling? We're sitting on trillions of dollars worth of gas and natural gas and oil, and we're not doing it. So we're going to talk to him a little bit today. And also Mike Hubert of Estate Granite and Things will be with us. Plus we have another surprise guest that's going to be in later on today.
Well, Tile City closed. Yeah. And so Mike has been in there. I'd be interesting to know that if he's, you know, he's such an artisan that if he has taken on what it is to lay tile and do some spectacular work that way. Yeah. I'm curious because he's always, you'll see at the Enjoy store that he just makes some phenomenal things. He's really an artist. That's his passion, like, tables and chairs like a granite top bar with these incredible, wrought iron. Anyway, let's talk about Saturday. Okay. Saturday,
we went to a gun forum.
Before that, we were at the mall because it was the Shasta, the Sheriff Shasta.
Multi-ethnic.
Multicultural.
Cultural. Okay.
March. And so, you had people dressed in their costume and they're from their,
native country.
So you had the Germans and you had the Native American Indians, Sons of Italy. Frank Rose was there.
Yeah.
Shout out. How are you, Frank? Across the board, it was wonderful to see them march through the mall in their costumes. And then, of course, Sheriff Tom Sanko was there, and I was honored again to be asked to sing the national anthem. And from there, we went, white, and blue to the Pilgrim Congregational Church, which is that Frank Lloyd Wright spectacular piece of architecture that we have here in the North State. And it was interesting because we drove up, and obviously they must have been recording the show because it said, listen to Smart Radio, 1460 AM, in hand, like they made a poster, listen to Smart Radio, 1460 AM. We went, whoa! And we drove around because it was filled. The parking lot was filled, so we had to drive around to the back.
There was a lot of people there.
Yeah.
And the forum on guns and their place in society was what it was about. And you had Bruce Ross as the editor, who, of course, from the Record Searchlight, was moderating.
Moderator.
Then you had Patrick Jones, city council member, of course, and gun store owner. Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko, Donnell Ewert of the county's Health and Human Services, and Amanda Wilcox from the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. Now, what I got out of that, and there was a lot of people there. Now, first of all, everybody's there to talk. And it wasn't supposed to get into a hot debate, but the one thing that kind of, when you're there and it's a lot of people are there, standing room only people, that, comments from the gallery, somebody would say something, and it was usually, when Amanda Wilcox from the Brady campaign said something, there were comments afterwards. There's people saying things from the crowd. Yeah, that kind of lessens the, when you have people start, chiming in like that, it kind of, it puts a different, and they didn't do it all the time, it just happened a couple of times. But when somebody says that, it kind of, it shows a certain lack of respect for what the person is up there. The person has come here to speak, and you let them speak. And it wasn't like anybody was shouted down. There was nothing like, blah, blah, blah. No, it wasn't like that. It was just some comments here and there. But they were, they were rare when it happened, you noticed that. But it was usually about, from Wilcox, from the Brady bill. And she said, we don't want to take your weapons.
She said, we're not trying to ban guns.
Yeah.
But I don't think weapons were actually used.
Guns,
it was
right,
guns. We are not here to ban guns. Anyway, she was very articulate.
No.
And here's the thing. They go to the Pilgrim Congregational Church, which, is a congregation that is a very, progressive and open and Christian, but they're open to, I think, they accept, gays, whoever you are.
It's
a wonderful, I know a lot of people that go there. So anyway, I think that was a really neat, it was thought provocative. That's what it is. Let's find out how the other side thinks. Why are you here? Invited. Now we know we like our guns up here in the North State. But what I don't like to see and what makes me feel very uncomfortable is when people catcall or yell out. It's one thing to say amen in the church pews, okay? But when you are, it just shows bad form. And then it becomes everybody, then after we went through and they had the panel and each panel spoke on it, there were four or five master questions that Bruce Ross, that were already... established.
They'd already prepared and they'd already seen them.
And then afterwards they gave, five by seven cheat cards or whatever you could fill out with a pencil and ask a question. And there was, I'm sure there were probably, I don't know how many people were in the room. It was filled. The congregation was filled, but they had several questions and we had left before.
A minister would love to have that many people in his congregation every Sunday, trust me.
But that was the only thing that I would say is that Shasta County, you guys need to learn a lesson on,
Yeah, but it was, if you look at all the people in there though, sweetheart, is that there was only a few. It wasn't.
No, but I'm saying the people that came that I understand you can be irritated, but you don't need to catcall from the crowd. It's
no.
Bad form.
No.
That's how I feel about it. We talked about this with Obama, and somebody saying something about Obama from the crowd, and I just think, you know, it's just in bad form. Wait your turn, and then ask your question. Then you have a moment. You're there to, you know, you don't catcall to the professor when you're in class. That was basically an educational thing. Now, I know Patrick Jones, it was very, very forthcoming with a comment. You want to talk about after the break?
Yeah, about what he thought the Brady campaign to prevent gun violence, who they are. It was quite interesting. We're also going to talk when we get back about the drought and some of the things that are happening, the State of the Union address, and a couple other things. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindenbaugh.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding. At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Redding. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
World-renowned radio host, author, speaker, and defender of the Christian faith, Dr. Ravi Zacharias is coming to the Reading Civic Center on February 6, 2014, presented by the Youth for Christ Shasta, the organization that's standing in the gap for the kids in our area with successful programs and services. Come hear Ravi's message entitled Rational Faith in Irrational Times. Tickets are $25 for reserved seating and on sale now at the Reading Civic Auditorium box office, or purchase them directly online. I'm Dr. Ray John, board member. Thank you.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bach. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, our friends there. The Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great prices, 38 degrees out there. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be raining and nasty, hopefully later on this week.
I hope so. Oh, yeah. I'm ready for... Yeah.
But Tobacco and Brew is the place. They've got the coffee, hot coffee, and they've got anything you could possibly want. Plus, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They do so many great things for our community, Joe and Shelley do. 2143 Hilltop Road.
I hope it storms because it was really weird. I got to tell you, last year at a Chamber of Commerce event bought some golf packages, you know, and the money went towards Chamber of Commerce. Here we were on the 26th of January in shorts playing golf yesterday.
You know,
Is that weird?
Yeah, but I'm going to go
it's
back.
Just weird.
We're going to go back to the gun form. But when you're on the driving range here and you're starting to practice and the guy you're playing against comes up and says, I have never seen anybody's legs match the color of his white socks. The rest of my game went downhill from there. Downhill. So thanks a lot, Mike Mitchell.
So did the other people.
And then
playing.
People started commenting on it. I don't even know. Standing on the driving range. Yeah, you know what? All I can think of now is those white legs. And I'm like, okay, that's it. All right, the gun forum finished up with the final statement by Patrick Jones was that the Brady campaign is an enemy of America. Was that it? Enemy of America?
Yes, that's what he said as far
did
as...
Did he say that?
Yeah, or an enemy of mine, or an enemy of... Yeah, just said an enemy. It was just...
Yeah, we did.
I can't remember. I can't quote it exactly.
No, enemy of America.
But it was like a poom,
right.
And all of a sudden the crowd went...
The bottom line was, well, you know, we have a high level of suicides in Shasta County with guns. Yes, we do. But is it the guns' fault or is the fact we have a mental health problem here in Shasta County? You know, the fact is that the types of, you know, every time they pass another law making it harder and harder to do things like the, you know, micro stamping and, you know, that's going to pull, you know, that gun makers will not put their guns back here because it's too expensive. And the woman from the Brady campaign says, yeah, you know, that's what they said about seatbelts. That's what they said about this and that. If it becomes lucrative enough, they'll find the way to do it. And you know what? She's right about that. If there's enough money in it, they'll find a way to do it. On the other hand, they don't have to. They don't have to do that. And it's just another way of just chipping away at your rights and the ammo. And if you don't think you're going to see like another 100 bills come at you this year, you're wrong. And here's the thing is Governor Brown said, we don't need any more laws in everything. And just we have to enforce the ones, everything that she said from the Brady bill and anybody said, those laws are on the books. Felons can't get buy weapons. They can't buy ammo. People, you know, with mental illness can't have guns. You know, the whole thing. I mean, the whole thing is what people want to make sure they don't have already. And you can't tell me that the Brady campaign does not want to take guns away from people. They supported the ban on semi-automatic weapons. Well, the governor saw that, you know, posh. Okay, enough of that. Except we're going to have that forum again in conjunction with our friends of this, you know, Democratic Process or in ACLU, and we're going to put it on the air so everybody can hear this thing, except we're going to run it out for 2 hours and maybe get a little more into it. The drought. You know, they talked about the drought and farmers or ranchers are having to sell their cattle. Well, we talked to somebody whose family owns a big ranch up in Alturas. I say a big ranch, you know, big is relative. Right now, and from what I understand, is the BLM is not letting them graze their cattle where they used to. And so that means by this summer they're going to have to buy hay. Well, they don't have water. Enough water up there, and the problems there with growing the alfalfa or growing hay up there means that they may lose their ranch this year over this drought because the BLM's cut back, and then now they're going to have to buy the hay. How are you going to buy the hay? And the scary thing about droughts are they could go on for years. You could be in the fifth year of a 100th year drought or the second year of a 50-year drought. So I think we need to do, you know, what can be done? What can be done to get the water to them? What can be done to save these ranchers and all that? Because if they lose their properties, what happens? A mega group comes in and buys it or what? Anyway, this is a very serious thing. And what we need to do is just hope and pray for more rain. I mean, tons of rain. I mean, you know, a month of rain at least to try and save this stuff. See, we got like 2 minutes left here. Okay. The State of the Union address tomorrow.
That's going to be exciting.
Yeah,
you know what?
You know, he's got a presidency on hold.
You have just got some interesting statistics. That was interesting.
The Washington Post ABC News poll, 63% of the population of the United States have no confidence in Obama. This is huge. He gets ready to unveil his agenda for the nation. tomorrow night, 63% of America say they are not confident that will make, that he will make the right decisions for the future of the country. This is the Washington Post, which is, you know, sits in his lap and licks his face. And ABC News, which then sits in the lap of the Washington Post and licks both faces. The number is exactly the opposite of what it was in 2009. It's the lowest mark he's had. You know, he's well below any other two-term president in that we've had here. This is, people don't believe what he's saying. They don't have confidence in it. And tomorrow he's going to talk about, well, let's change. You know what? If Congress doesn't change their ways, I'm going to use executive orders to change things. Well, the problem is when you do that is, you know, the Constitution says executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch. I don't, you know what? If you want to skip one completely by making these edicts, these royal edicts that changes laws or does things, then there's something wrong. There's something wrong, and, you know, it is the height of arrogance. And he says, well, they won't work with me. Well, what about coming more to the center and working with them? It worked for Bill Clinton. We'll be right back.
Does your New Year's resolution include buying a new home? If so, contact the team at North Valley Bank's Home Loan Center. They work to make the home buying process as simple as possible for you. You'll find experienced loan officers and a variety of loan programs, including VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans. Some loans may even allow up to 100% financing. Programs for properties that might not qualify for traditional financing are also available. Learn more at a local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 800-390-8054, and we'll take your application over the phone. For 24-hour convenience, visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
The owners of Forest Design Landscape, Alana and Dan, purchased 8 trucks over the last couple of years from Crown Motors, and we wanted to know why. Alana said it's simple. We found the business we could trust, no games, just people who are honest and straightforward. And the fleet service department, awesome. Alana, thank you for your trust in Crown Motors. Find out what customer service is all about. Come in and see us. Or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Two organizations with the same mission, joined as one. A new community strength to help end domestic and sexual abuse. Multiple services, co-located under the same roof. A new hope for men, women, and children looking for a new beginning. Formerly the Shasta Women's Refuge and the Family Justice Center. Now known as One Safe Place.
To help or learn more, please visit us on the web at ospshasta.org.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is January the 27th at 7:34 in the morning. 38 degrees out there, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Onion Grower, Red Smith, they're all here. So,
Hey, you know, there was something in the news recently. I'm going to do a quickie on this one about, you know, the fact that there were sick people got sick on a cruise ship. And, you know, we think about, you know, when you travel through airports, there's thousands of people that travel through airports on a regular basis. Flying in airplanes, what it is to be in a situation. You know, and if you think that there's hundreds of cruise ships and thousands of cruise ships yearly that are on the ocean, this is not something that is. And I was very upset today because I saw a snippet on Fox News that said, stay home. I mean, Carl and I have traveled around the world. If we listen to terrorist attacks are happening here, machine guns are there, earthquakes are there, you know, there may be a tornado or, there may be a massive, series of storms. We would have never had the life experiences that we have. So we are bold and forward in thinking that you live your life now. You don't know. I mean, if you sit home and protect yourself in a shell, then you're just going to be, you know, cracked up and old, in my opinion. So come and join us as we salute the veterans, because, you know, our veterans have been out there through all of it. They don't stay, stay home. Gosh, we might get, you know, ptomaine. So anyway, British Isles on the Ruby Princesses, we're going August 15th, and we'd love to have you come join us. We're going to bring in a group of people. We've got the tickets secured for the Military Tattoo, which is supposedly one of the most awesome concerts that you're going to see at the Edinburgh Castle in life, and it only happens 3 weeks in August, and we've got tickets for that for our special group. And we are also going to be walking the beaches of Normandy, where we can see where, for instance, Carl's dad landed in D-Day. So come join us. And we're going through Avanti Travel. The people there are amazing. 244-1400. It's called Salute to the Veterans Cruise, British Isles on the Ruby Princess.
Okay. Our guest today.
Bring it on.
This morning is Mike Huber.
Good
from
morning.
Estate Grant and Things.
How's everything?
Everything's good.
How's everything?
Great weather out there.
Yep, just, we're having it.
How's everything?
Things.
Yeah, we're bringing in, again, highlighting businesses that, are in our area here doing maybe a little bit different kind of stuff with the granite. Mm-hmm. So, tell us about granite, Estate Granite.
And business.
Estate Granite and Things. We have been, doing a lot of, remodels. And some new homes. We just finished up a real nice new home up on our Bryan Mountain. But the business climate out there with my end of stuff seems to be picking up. I'm hopeful that 2014 will be, you know, one of our better years we've had in over the past. So it's, you know, every year keeps getting bigger and bigger. So, but the granite stuff, you know, as far as what we do, not only in a home, in a bathroom, in a shower, wherever you guys like to put granite, we can do it. But also the outside stuff, the outdoor fire pit tables, those have been really popular.
Oh, those are so romantic.
Yeah. And then along with that, we can do outdoor barbecues now and, you know, where the granite is on top, but we can build those in my shop and whatever you can design for a backyard, we can help you out with that along with our barrel roasters.
I tell you what, the outdoor fire pit. It's not just like a fire pit like you're thinking. This is each one of them's handmade to people's order. But the fire comes out over like marbles or these glass.
Tempered glass.
Yeah, tempered glass. And it kind of flows over.
Like
It's not like a flame that comes up. It flows over all of them. I mean, it looks like all the tempered glass is on fire.
Yeah,
and I have not seen that before until
It's like an art piece.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like something you would see, in one of the wineries in Napa where, you know, the furniture and everything is handcrafted and a very artist oriented, and that's what your tables remind me, your fire tables remind me of.
Yeah, we try to match the not only the granite to the person's backyard, along with the stucco on the table, but the glass too, so that the glass in the middle looks like it's part of the table.
Mm-hmm.
But the coolest thing is there's no smoke. Around it; it doesn't get in your eyes. You know, you can just enjoy life. Well, fire's coming out.
That's wonderful. Now tell us about the barbecues. That's something new.
The barbecues, anything, you know, there's so many people that are making outdoor barbecues because, hey, we live in Reading and it's like, so we can come in with a complete unit, and we can custom make them, but the popular ones are just like a 7 or an 8 foot long barbecue unit, side burner, bottom door for mm-hmm. storage. So the whole bottom of it is storage. But the head unit is just traditional, you know, 36-inch nice barbecue.
Well, I know for a lot of people, when you're driving down Placer and you see the Enjoy store to the right, you look at those barrel roasters with a horseshoe on top, and those are Mike's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mike designs those and can make them, custom make them to for your company. We have a KCNR one.
I just did a Broncos one the other day.
Oh, really? So,
a friend of mine's a Bronco fan, so we did a big Bronco head on the side. And,
oh boy!
So they're all fired up, aren't they?
Oh yeah.
So nice. We should definitely do our ribs, because like on Super Bowl we like to do ribs. So let's do ribs in the roaster.
Ribs are amazing.
I like it. You know, so you're gonna have to show us how to do it. Hey, we're gonna take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott. We have Mike Huber with Distinct Granite and Things with us. We'll be right back.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642, because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Aaron loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust and mud. At Indy Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. Indy Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
Have you ever served in the U.S. Armed Forces, or were you in the National Guard or a reservist deployed to active duty? Then you are a veteran, and you can find out about new local services at the Veterans Housing, Employment, and Resource Fair. It'll be held Wednesday, January 29th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Shasta County Veterans Memorial Hall, 1605 Yuba Street in Redding. Are you in need of employment or housing assistance, or do you know of a veteran who is in need? Please help spread the word that help may be available. There are many new programs and services for you, and you may now be eligible because the guidelines have expanded. Your age and time in service may not matter. Ask about changes in VA eligibility and let us assist you. We'll see you at the Resource Fair on January 29th.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at the Mazatlan Grill.
We're going to Mexico? I need to go pack.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
Ah, shucks, I was headed on vacation.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 11th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
And I could really use a vacation.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Usually we have music there. So
okay, here's music. La 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 la.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. You know what? Redding Crown Motors down there, it's your local Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Ford, Honda, Nissan dealership. Now, they're your neighbors also, making great deals for you. And if you can't find a car, truck, SUV, new or previously owned down there at 555 Cypress Avenue, you're not trying, because they're going to try, and they're going to put you in the car of your choice, truck or SUV. Not only that, but their service department is absolutely outstanding. Give them a call, 223-2177, Redding Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue.
All right. Now, Redding School of the Arts, their theater booster club, is putting on a spectacular musical, Shrek the Musical, of course, with their orchestra, which I think this hilarious Shrek the Musical. The 1st, 7th, and 8th at the David Marr Theater in Reading. We're giving tickets away right now for the first caller, 605-4567. You can go to any one of these performances with this ticket voucher, February 1st, 7th, and 8th. And this is for two tickets. to any of Shrek the Musical.
And this is our last set of tickets.
That's our last set of tickets. So give us a call here this morning again. You choose your receipt seat now by purchasing tickets at the Cascade. But you have to pick up the voucher, go to Cascade,
and
then you can go see Shrek the Musical.
It's going to be great. A lot of kids in it, a lot of things going on. Okay, phone's ringing. All right, Mike Huber from Estate Granite and Things is our guest. We bought a smoker. Mm-hmm. The ultimate lucky smoker. It's got KCNR all over it. And, you know, I haven't used it as much as I should because it's not like it's hard to use at all. But it was at that time of the year, but I did a tri-tip on it. And the one thing I noticed was that, you know, it gets to 300 degrees and it just stays there on like four pieces of charcoal.
Yeah.
I mean, I was amazed. And if I didn't watch, you know, if I didn't watch and fix it a certain way, it'd be up to 500 degrees in there. So, I mean, the thing is great. It's lined with granite.
Yeah, they cook really hot. The neat thing is once you cook a little, you'll learn there's little tricks to it. But once you get it down, it's so simple
You can hang turkeys in there. You can hang meat and smoke it. I mean, the whole thing. I mean, it does everything.
Yeah, we did a 23-pound turkey in ours for Christmas.
Well,
so, oh my goodness. We were talking about that with the Christmas turkey. Well, also, I want to share with our listeners that when my parents had their 60th wedding anniversary, it was actually last year, February 14th, and my brother and sister-in-law and Carl and I, we took them to where they wanted to go back to, you know, Carmel, Monterey, Santa Cruz area. That's where they had their honeymoon, and we've had a lot of family memories there. So we left and rented a place through VRBO, a place that was wonderful on the beach. And while we were gone, I gave my keys to Mike. I mean, I went to your showroom and picked out the slab of the granite that I thought would be pretty in our kitchen. And we tell people this all the time. It was so wonderful to come back. I mean, you were showing me pictures, but basically I was just saying, I like to be able, when I really see that somebody's a fabulous artist, I want them to be able to create and not feel like they have to be inside a box. And so therefore, you're always going to get a wonderful outcome. So you can't really tell a musician when they solo how to solo. They're going to have to go into their groove, into that zone. So we came back and there was this beautiful, beautiful granite kitchen with tile, the beautiful tile over the oven. It was more than I could have imagined. And, it was beautiful. We had, you know, installed a new sink and faucets. And, Mike put together a group of people and you made this happen. I was thrilled to death. We are thrilled to death. And you taught me something that I have to share with our listeners, that rubbing alcohol is just a great cleaning agent.
It is. It's the number one ingredient when these high-dollar granite cleaners. So make your own. You know, rubbing alcohol and put some extract in it, a vanilla extract, lemon extract, whatever is your favorite flavor. But that is really the best way to clean the granite because it evaporates any of the water off. And that's the killer.
Yeah, that's what we use.
Is there a certain solution? I mean, some of 70, 60, 90, 100, you know, 130.
Just the normal 70.
The stuff that Santos makes in his backyard.
you can buy that, in a large, very inexpensively. Oh, so that's what we do. We keep big bottles around and I don't put scent in it. I just know that it makes me feel like I'm cleaning. It's ammonia. So, rubbing alcohol, excuse me.
When we start talking about business climate here in town, you're saying you're seeing an uptick.
Yes.
And we're trying to talk to every business we have in here. Friday we had Bruce Dean, who has, of course, got Black Bear Diners, he and his partner, but also he's now the president of the Restaurant Association of California. 90,000 restaurants, 1.4 million people he's representing now. And he sees some things happening, you know, in the climate of so many laws being passed that makes it harder. Now, with you with granite, I know that, I mean, I know you cut it, but is there any specific laws around here that's made it tougher? Or is it pretty much straightforward and you've never really run into that? Or can you talk about that?
Well, I don't deal, you know, as far as, you know, any business has the typical things, you know, the employees, workman's comp, the insurance, those kind of things.
Those kind of things, yeah.
You know, but as far as, you know, I can just tell you that with my particular business, you know, my workman comp is much higher than a restaurant person. So that has a big play, you know, in how much you know, I can afford to pay someone because I have to take all that into account.
Yeah.
But, you know, just, you know, with, we have certain things around my shop that we have to obviously have, you know, OSHA updated and chemicals and those kind of things. So, yeah, it's, you know, that portion of it hasn't really changed in the last 5 years. You have to have everything up to date and those kind of things. So, but for the most part, just the taxes and the other things you have to deal with, that's just part of business. And you just, you know, we all kind of get immune to that, I guess, over time. And
yeah, I think so. But I just, you know, with of course, it doesn't affect you either, at least right not now, is the minimum wage going up and these things. I just see is that a continuing tide of these laws making it harder and harder and harder for businesses to do. And I just wanted to see if any of those had affected you, but no more than the average one. I mean, in the sense of everything you just said.
But
everything's going up though. I mean, the cost of doing business continues to go up.
Correct. Yeah. And, yeah. You know, if I had to open up a new business today, I doubt there's any way I could do it. You know, it's just too many things you have to have in place to start up a new business like mine. But, you know, with my facility and my shop and, you know, my clientele we have, it's a little, not easier, but it's just, you know, we have it all in place already, so.
Right. Okay.
And it's a beautiful showroom. Let tell everyone where it is again.
Sure. 4900 Mountain Lakes, which is off of Caterpillar up in the industrial park. We do have a showroom. We have, we are the granite fabricator and installer. So I'm the person who, you know, you can buy your granite anywhere and they'll deliver it to me. So a lot of the local places that we like to use Design Time, you know, you can buy stuff from them and then we're the ones that actually install it. You know, I do have some selection, but I don't have a lot of the exotic stuff like they carry. But we can, you know, we do have, some tile and some granite in stock.
Mm-hmm.
Local business just went out of business. And so we bought some of their tile because I wanted to have that option. Just like when we did your house, we had a lot of that was in stock for the mosaics and stuff. Mm-hmm. And when you're doing a backsplash or you're doing some stuff like that, those are the expensive things people don't realize. It's not the tile. It's the little trim pieces and the crown molding and they're made out of marble and travertine. And, you know, those things are what cost money. And, I have a ton of that, you know, is a lot cheaper than you're going to be able to buy it anywhere. So.
So how do people get a hold of you, Mikey?
We are estategranite.com. Or you can call 241-STONE, 241-7866. Or come up and visit us, like I said, at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard off of Caterpillar Industrial Park.
Do you have the green granite with the red garnet chips in it?
Yes, I do.
Yes, they do. The people writing in wanted to know. Yes, they do.
Green granite with red chips. Ooh.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Mike Huber, Estate Granite and Things. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, you guys.
It's so great to see you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Here we are.
We'll see you soon.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBot, KCNR 1460, your talk radio show.
As few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Treat your sweetheart to a very special Valentine's at Wind River Resort and Casino and stay in our luxury hotel located in Redding, California, offering you two extraordinary Valentine packages to choose from. Play in our two-day Cupid slot tournament, $189. Includes slot tournament buy-in and a deluxe room for two with champagne and chocolates. $6,000 in payouts, plus drawings for free slot play. Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try or relax. Make your date night reservations and indulge in our Valentine's Sweetheart Hotel Package, $150. Includes a $50 gift certificate for the Valentine's Dinner Special in Elements Restaurant, free slot play, and a deluxe room for two with champagne and chocolates. It's not how far you go, it's how far you get away. Purchase your package now with the River Club or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must purchase room by February 12th at 12 a.m. Taxes may apply. We've got everything you need for your sweetheart. Log on to WindRiver.com. It just got better on the river.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Monday morning. You know what? Monday mornings. There's something about Monday mornings that are totally screwed up at times. Other times it works. What can I say? Let's see. We talked about, here's a court trial going on. 9 public school students are suing the state over teacher tenure. Yeah, how about that? They're saying that, they're getting bad teachers because they're being protected by tenure and seniority. And that keeps the bad teachers there and doesn't let them hire new teachers, and that the union protects them. The union says that if you take away tenure, it's going to lower morale, it's going to deny due process, and target older teachers. And that students need stability. Well, stability, okay, I see that, but students also need good teachers. I have my degrees in education, I don't teach all the time, and I have all the respect in the world for teachers. I've been told by teachers here in town that, they work so hard with some of their classes and some of their people that they know the next year when they're going to be promoted up to the next level and they know who the teacher is, that everything they know that everything they built is going to be gone because that teacher's not good. But there's nothing you can do about it. There's just absolutely nothing you can do about it. So should tenure be there? Is this something, why do teachers have tenure? I mean, Just Bob doesn't have tenure. He's been here for 3 years. Do you have tenure there, Just Bob?
Not to my knowledge.
That's right. The hammer could drop any second and you fall out of that chair. Yeah, there it goes. We won't give you CPR. We'll just let you lay there. But, do you have tenure in jobs? You have protection. You need protection jobs so that you have some kind of, they've got a union there. Oh, hey, we've got to protect people. Well, okay, protect people, but also let's take a look at their bona fides. Are they good teachers? I had a teacher in high school I've probably had other teachers. Maybe I wasn't the best student, but in our class, she was frail, and she was, and she would put the same stuff up. We'd read during the class and all that. I mean, it was unsatisfactory. I still remember her to this day. The thing about it is that we need great teachers there. So, does tenure keep bad teachers in place, or does it protect them? Does it give them due process? Anyway, this court case is going on right now in Los Angeles. And it should be interesting to see what happens there. I mean, teachers in, like at UPrep in those schools.
Reading School of the Arts?
Yeah, in Reading School of the Arts have no, they have no tenure. They're not protected, in those. So it's interesting to see how that works. Do they have to work harder? Anyway, we'll follow this. We'll follow this and probably have some, let's get some teachers in here and see what they think about this. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. When we come back, we're going to be talking with the president of the America Natural Gas Alliance about what's going on in the natural gas business. And then at 8:30, we're going to be talking about something near and dear to all of our hearts. But we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
For news, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The National Weather Service says frigid weather will grip parts of the upper Midwest and other parts of the country over the next day or so, looking for a high of -4 degrees today in the Chicago area. Caroline DiNardo is among those whose kids can't go to school.
It's unsafe. I understand that. It's too bad.
She spoke to WLS-TV. Meanwhile, the Weather Service has even issued a winter storm warning and watch for a wide swath of the Carolinas. National Weather Service forecaster Steve Poff.
There are such a wide variety of scenarios that could potentially unfold like this as the storm evolves. And there are some models that indicate less than 2 inches for some parts of the Carolinas and others up to a foot.
In the central section of South Carolina, snow and sleet accumulations of between 3 and 5 inches are in the forecast. U.S. sales of new homes slipped in December for a second consecutive month.
The Commerce Department says there was a 7% decline in the sale of new homes last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 414,000. For all of 2013, sales were up 16.4% to 428,000, the highest level since 2008. It marked the second year that sales have increased following six consecutive annual declines as the housing industry was shaken by the collapse of a housing bubble.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. The president of the International Olympic Committee is defending the choice of Sochi to host the Winter Olympic Games.
Yes, because it's not only the Russians, it's the whole world secures the games. The U.S. is involved in making sure our team and the other athletes are secure.
That's International Olympic Committee member Anita DeFrance, who is a member of the American rowing team, or was at the 76 Olympics, says she's confident that the Winter Games will be safe this year, as she explained on NBC's Today Show. Officials say that Russia will provide safe and secure games despite the ongoing risk of a terrorist attack. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
The first meeting meant to discuss the contentious issue of Syria's transition to a new government broke up less than an hour after it began today. Following a tense session, Syrian National Coalition spokesman Lufay Safi says that the face-to-face talks went nowhere, and he says it was the government's fault.
Delay tactics used by the regime. No progress has been made. The regime tried to bring other proposals to move us away from the main purpose of this meeting, which is to discuss the Geneva communique.
The Syrian government has said it will not discuss replacing President Bashar Assad as leader of the country. His family has ruled since 1970. Looking to Wall Street, the Dow Jones E-Industrial Average showing signs of life after a big sell-off on Friday. Right now, though, the Dow holding its own. It's up by about 21 points in the first hour and a half of trading. This is SRN News. A new Associated Press GFK poll finds that most American shoppers are very concerned about the safety of their personal information. New York City shopper Diana Wilburn says her ability to prevent debit and credit card fraud is limited.
I always think twice about it, but I think there's little you can actually do about it. It seems like information, if people really want to get it, they can find it. So it doesn't seem like not using it or not doing something is really going to help end that problem.
Americans say they fear becoming victims of theft after the breach had compromised some 40 million credit and debit cards at Target stores. The Florida congressman who pleaded guilty to cocaine possession charges last year is going to resign. That word from a top aide to Republican Trey Radel. Several party leaders had asked that he step down, and the House Ethics Committee announced last month that it was launching a formal investigation of Radel. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot, January the 27th, 2014. We've lost this month. Today is my sister's birthday. Happy birthday,
That's
sis.
That's right. I was That's just right. posting up a happy gosh. Birthday on Facebook. She's back in the South where they're going to be having incredible storms.
Okay. Yeah, it is. And, hey, look, our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let's go to our friends at Wells Fargo. And here we have our friend Chris Lassant. Oh, no. We have somebody else.
They fooled us. It's Susan Eastman.
Susan Eastman.
Oh, Susan, good morning.
Well, you know what? You guys switched up on us. Yeah, you guys switched up on us here. All right. What's happening, Susan?
Good morning. Well, major averages remain mixed ahead of the Fed's two-day meeting starting tomorrow. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 10 points at 15,890. The S&P 500 is off 2 points at 1788. And the Nasdaq Composite is down 37 points at 4,091. Active stocks on the Nasdaq: Facebook down $1.81 at $52.63, eBay trading down $1.08 at $53.34, Apple up $5.54 at $551.61. Taking a look at local stocks of interest: Costco up $1.11 at $113.24, Walmart down 28 cents at $74.15, Bank of Commerce up a penny at $6.43. Over to commodities: gold is down $3.70 an ounce at $12.60.90. Silver up 9 cents at $19.85, and crude oil trading down 73 cents at $95 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Susan. You know, we have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:06, 8:06, and 9:06 right here on KCNR. You know what? There are people here in town that you can talk to that know what's going on in this town, know you, know that, you know, they're big in our community. So they can not only tell you what's happening around here, but they can tell you what's happening minute by minute on Wall Street. I can't say enough about them. Great people making great decisions and helping you. 243-7561. 243-7561. Super. Okay, look, see, let's go to the phones and let's see what's happening with the Tea Party tonight. Terry, good morning.
Hey guys, how are you two doing?
We're great.
We're
thanks.
Peachy. Peachy.
Good. I've got this flu bug. First I had the stomach
oh my gosh.
One and now I've got the head coughing one. I'll tell you, it's like the plague. You know, I haven't been this sick since my kids were little.
No,
and they're
people,
all big now.
People are dropping everywhere on this.
I'm telling you, it's crazy. Anyway, tonight at the Tea Party at 2570 South Bonnyview Road at Destiny Fellowship Church, we are excited about the fact that we have Greg Huey coming in. He's an author. He's a Fox News commentator. He's a 78-time award-winning business owner. And he'll be talking about elections. He'll be talking about how we get America back on track. It's going to be fantastic. And if you're out there and you're a business owner, this is the perfect opportunity to come in and see how we can go ahead and grow our businesses, grow our country, bring things back to where the founding fathers wanted us to be. We're really excited about this guy.
Super. Good. Sounds like a great time tonight.
Should be.
Super. Okay, we're also starting our, Jefferson State of Mind here this Saturday?
It's Jefferson State of Mine, M-I-N-E.
Oh, Mine, M-I-N-E.
Mine, Jefferson State of Mine.
Okay, got it.
But we're going to have a lot of fun correcting people on that, I think.
Yeah, because you had to correct me because that's what I thought
of
it was.
Mine, okay. Which is kind of neat.
All right.
I'm excited for those two. I think they'll do a great job. And thank you, Carl, for allowing people to come on your program and give their views. And it's such a great format because it's streamed worldwide. It's streamed, all across the state. They can archive. You can't listen to it on Saturday morning at 8:00. You can listen to it on Monday night at 9:00 if you want. It's a great format. And we really appreciate what you do for the community, buddy.
Well, we try and get everything out, whether it's the ACLU or We the People or, whatever. Bottom line is things that are important to our community we try to have on here. So thanks a lot, Terry.
And one quick thing.
Sure.
Greg Huey is someone who's on the conservative side of thinking. But again, we at the Tea Party have had the ACLU in. So we do always present something to where we are an educational group and we do present things that people can get both sides of the story.
Well, that's what civilization is, frankly.
It is. Thank you again for what you do, buddy.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks a lot, Terry. All right. Hey, hon, what do we have here for the weather? Because it looks like we're going to actually have great news here.
Looks like it's 40 degrees right now, increasing clouds with temperatures around 67 with our highs. Love that chance of rain tonight with temperatures around 47. Tuesday, we're going to have a 50% chance of rain with temperatures around 65. So it looks like we have a front coming in. We love that. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends.
Locally owned, family operated. Discounts for seniors and veterans.
And congratulations, Chad. Chad Fowler, you won the tickets to Shrek, and that voucher for you is at the station here at 1326 Market Street. Come and pick it up at the front desk and then take it over Cascade, and that you get any performance you want with that voucher.
And when we come back, we've got Martin Durbin, who heads up the Natural Gas Alliance of America here, and we're going to talk to him about natural gas, talk to him about the what's the future for natural gas and petroleum? I know it's natural gas with him, but also what other, we've heard other countries are also starting to buy into our market here. We want to talk about all those. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, right after these messages.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are starting to give up on winter and water. Sure hope we see some in the near future. A lot of our friends and neighbors are depending on it. We just got another load of tractor hydraulic oil in, so if you need a half gallon or a 55 gallon barrel, come on by and let us fill up your cans. Johnny has a few more used kerosene heaters took in on trade, so give him a holler and he'll fix you right up. If you need to spray your deck or fences, we have log and shake oil. If you have a portable heater, we have the Clear Pearl ready to go also. Gary's been filling 5-gallon propane bottles. We just got a batch of new ones in. This February, 6th, 7th, and 8th is the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Be sure to put it on your calendar, free to the public. Lots to see. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Reading Spray Service proudly presents Insect Theater. We now bring the critically acclaimed film, The Good, the Bad, and the Cockroach.
Ugly cockroach, and you, dirty hairy spider, it's showdown time.
Hey, look, it must be the man with no name.
No name? Why don't you call me Reading Spray Service?
It's the Bug Man, the one that finished off our entire posse.
Being that the trucks at Reading Spray Service are fully loaded to blow any pest clean away, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do ya, Bugs?
His home belongs to us now. You'll never take us alive.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Viva la resistance!
Say when, Bugman.
Draw.
Oh, we're not gonna make it, ugly cockroach. It's been nice infesting with you.
Another home saved. Time to saddle up.
That concludes our broadcast of Insect Theater. But remember, call Reading Space Service at 221-3007. Let us make your day and blow your bugs away.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 27th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 1st. While enjoying all the crab you can eat, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, North Valley Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, KIXE-TV, and this radio station. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, jump. It's Monday morning. That's what we're trying to trying to jump here. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Our friends there, of course, they are the North State's largest selection of natural foods and supplements. Raw food, organic foods, bulk foods, a deli, in-store deli, raw milk. You know what? You want to live healthy, head out to Orchard Nutrition. We do. And we are just as healthy as we can possibly be. They're located over there on Locust Street in this shopping center, on Cypress Square Shopping Center area, 244-9141. Of course, it's the home of Amazing Foods for Life, too. That new gluten-free company that's sweeping America. Okay. Hey, our guest today is Martin Durbin, who's the President and Chief Executive Officer of America's Natural Gas Alliance. Good morning, Mr. Durbin.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know what? We've been, when this came across our desk here, we thought, you know what, this is going to be interesting, because if anybody can talk about the state of where we are with our natural gas and our prospects of that, it should be you.
I certainly hope so.
Martin, do you mind if I call you Martin? Marty?
Actually, you know, Marty. You can call me Marty.
Okay. You can call me Marty. Okay. You can call me Carl, and you can call her Linda. So, hey, Marty, the president of the chief executive officer of the America's Natural Gas Alliance, what exactly is that?
Well, we're a national trade association that represents, you know, the largest independent upstream, you know, producers of natural gas. So these are the companies that are actually drilling for natural gas around the country. And what we focus on is you know, trying to increase both the demand and the use of natural gas so that, you know, as a country, we can take advantage of the, you know, job creation, the environmental benefits, and the energy security that it's bringing to us.
When we talk, and one of the things when you start talking natural gas is you talk that word, fracking. Is that in the equation there?
Well, of course it is. And in fact, it's the technological innovations that allowed us to take hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling, you know, again, around the country in these shale formations, that's allowing us to you know, reap all of these benefits. Again, the jobs that it's creating, the air emissions that have been reduced because of greater use of natural gas, and again, just making us more energy secure.
You know, Marty, a lot of people don't understand, you know, when they say that, you know, you see this word and it automatically, you know, it causes some kind of visceral reaction. Can you explain to our listeners who, you know, what exactly fracking is?
Sure. It's part of the drilling process where, after having drilled the well and gone out, go out a mile, 2 miles out into the rock formation. It's a very tight rock, and it needs to be fractured in order to release the natural gas. So it's a process that uses you know, water, sand, and a very small amount of chemicals to help keep those fractures open and allow the natural gas to be pulled back up. It's actually a technology that's been in use for over 60 years. The real innovation has been pairing this up with the horizontal drilling, and so that's what's now unleashing and unlocking all of these different energy resources around the country.
And the people that are having problems with fracking, is it because of the chemicals that are being put into the ground?
Well, I think you've got to be careful about, you know, when people are having problems. There are legitimate concerns that communities have when any kind of industrial process is coming in, you know, especially if it's new. And we as an industry and individual companies take that responsibility seriously to be able to say, here's exactly what we're going to be doing. The fact is that this has been done safely for over 60 years. It continues to be done safely. So you have to separate those who have legitimate concerns about what's going on in my community and those who simply don't want any natural gas production.
Okay, well, let's talk about that. Are, you know, people that don't want natural gas production, is there a contingency out there that doesn't want that to happen?
there certainly seems to be, yes. And I think part of what they believe is that, first of all, is that, you know, any fossil fuel is a bad fossil fuel, and that somehow we can make up all of the difference by, you know, using other renewable and alternative forms of energy. I will tell you that from an Angus standpoint, and me personally, we think we're going to need all of those energy sources: wind, solar, nuclear, you know, coal, even coal, and natural gas. But we've got such an enormous economy here that needs to be fueled, and the prospects for us being able to use something other than, you know, natural gas, you know, going forward as a real foundation for the economy, it's just not realistic that we're in anytime soon going to be able to switch to something different. But that's not bad news. That's good news, because natural gas, again, brings that we're seeing carbon emissions at their lowest level in over 20 years. Air pollution is being cleaned up. You know, the city of Los Angeles moved their entire bus fleet to natural gas, and their emissions are 80% less than they used to be. Then you throw on top of that the jobs and the energy security. This is a win all around.
What kind of reserves are we sitting on here in the United States?
Well, the current estimates are that we'll have anywhere between 100 and 150 years worth of natural gas at current levels of use. The good news is, you know, we don't know what we don't know yet. And every time as we're out there exploring for more, we keep finding additional opportunities for natural gas. And even before finding new resources, we're getting so much better about pulling gas up from where we already are. I'll give you a quick example. And just over the last 2 years, we've gone from having over 900 natural gas drilling rigs in the country to fewer than 400. But production keeps going up because we're getting so much more gas out of the wells we've already drilled.
Wow. Okay, our guest is Marty Durbin, President and Chief Executive Officer of America's Natural Gas Alliance. We're talking about the reserves of natural gas. We talked about fracking, which essentially is fracturing the rock open, and so they can release the gas. And we'll be right back after this message. I want to talk, Marty, when we get back here, you know, so I don't hit you out of left field, is somebody in our chat room that says something about the Chinese are buying up a lot of our natural gas fields. I don't know if that's true, but when we get back, let's talk about that a little bit, Tim.
Sure. Okay.
We'll be right back. Carl on the bot.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Does your New Year's resolution include buying a new home? If so, contact the team at North Valley Bank's Home Loan Center. They work to make the home buying process as simple as possible for you. You'll find experienced loan officers and a variety of loan programs, including VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans. Some loans may even allow up to 100% financing. Programs for properties that might not qualify for traditional financing are also available. Learn more at a local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or give us a call at 800-390-8054 and we'll take your application over the phone. For 24-hour convenience, visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Jitterbug. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends.
Good morning.
January the 27th, 38 degrees out there, 8:24 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We're here with Marty Durbin, who is the CEO and president of the America's Natural Gas Alliance. We're talking about natural gas, the reserves of it, and fracking. Marty, good morning. Thank you so much for being on the show.
You bet. Happy to be here.
You bet. I know that you've got to run here in a few minutes. So the question is that California just passed a new fracking legislation, and can you address that, please?
Well, I think it's actually great news for the state. I mean, Governor Brown ought to be given a lot of credit for working so closely with the legislature and the industry and other stakeholders involved. Look, it's talked about before. I mean, we understand that, you know, communities have specific concerns. I think, you know, California is joining the ranks of, you know, Pennsylvania and West Virginia, Colorado, and even Illinois and saying, we know this can be done safely. We know we want to regulate it. So let's figure out a constructive way of doing that so that we can move forward and take advantage of the opportunities, you know, that the state's going to have in producing natural gas and oil in your case, for the job creation and the environmental benefits.
Well, you know what? You hope that was it. So the alliance then is happy with what's going on. I know that our Republican assemblyman supported it and said that it's a good idea that you know, finding out what's being pushed into the ground and all this is something that will help everybody. And so it sounds like this could be a win-win.
Absolutely.
Great. Hey, you know, I've got a question in our chat room that said something about the Chinese are buying up a lot of our natural gas assets. Is this true?
I wouldn't say that they're buying up a lot of the of our assets. What's happening, frankly, is that the Chinese see how well we're doing here. They want to learn how to do it, and so there have been some joint ventures with U.S. companies so that they can, you know, can essentially learn the process. But take a step back, and you think we have to realize as a country here, the United States isn't the only part of the world that has these types of shale energy resources. What we have that the rest of the world doesn't yet have, we have the technology, we have the infrastructure here to do it, and the other thing that we have that most other countries don't have is private ownership of the mineral rights. So you can have, you know, negotiating directly with landowners, to allow to move this forward. You know, most of the rest of the world is pretty far behind the curve as far as, you know, from where the U.S. is, and it's going to be quite a while before you see, you know, major production in other parts of the world. But that's good news for us at this point. Not only are we able to provide the energy and the jobs and environmental improvement we need here, but we can be sharing this with our allies around the world.
So you think, you're president of the alliance, but natural gas, you know, like somebody just also sent me a link that said that natural gas is now powering diesels of long haul trucks.
Absolutely.
So it's not just.
I think we're going to see more of that.
So natural gas, you know, if somebody's using it for a trip though, I mean, can they, this is not someplace they can just fill up though.
Not yet. If you're talking about the car that you and I might have in our garage, we don't yet have the infrastructure out there like we do with liquid fuels and the gas station on the corner. But with the long haul trucks and the railroad industry and marine industry, you know, they're all looking at moving more to natural gas, whether it's compressed natural gas or liquefied natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
They themselves are investing the capital necessary to build the refueling infrastructure, whether that's along a highway corridor or obviously with the railroads at their own, rail yards and then the port facilities for the marine infrastructure. But all that starts to build an infrastructure that down the road can end up being used and built upon to allow for more light duty vehicles in the natural gas space too.
Yeah, it takes away the carbon. As you said earlier.
Absolutely.
When you're burning.
And frankly, it's cheaper.
And cheaper. Yeah, you're right. It is cheaper. What's coming down the line that's going to stop natural gas from expanding?
Well, I don't think anything's going to stop natural gas from expanding. I think that we've seen, you know, the administration embrace the opportunity they have here that natural gas is bringing both for the environment and the economy. And now, you know, we will continue to directly work in areas where folks do have concerns about the production process. But beyond that, I mean, I think, you know, we have the supply we need here. Our view is we want to get more and more of our customers in the power generation, transportation, and manufacturers, you know, switching over to or beginning to use natural gas. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see enormous benefits around the country in job creation, economic growth, environmental improvements. And we've seen carbon emissions down to their lowest level in over 20 years. You know, air emissions have gotten better all around the country. So, again, this is a win all around.
I don't think people realize how we are tied to the fossil fuel industry for a long time. I mean, we can talk about it. Like you said, we can talk solar and wind, but there's no way close that we have of being able to stand up on that, or electric cars and all this, that we are going to have to find the best ways of utilizing our petroleum assets, natural gas, all of this. And it's got to be done in a way that's safe and doesn't destroy our environment, and yet we can still move forward with it.
I think you said it perfectly. I mean, solar and wind are going to continue to grow and be a part of our mix, but you know, even doubling and tripling, they're just not going to be able to provide the level of energy necessary. And that's where we're blessed to have natural gas as something to fall on as a foundation.
Great. Well, hey, Marty, thanks a lot for being with us. I know you've got something else you're running to.
I appreciate it.
Our guest is Marty Durbin, President and Chief Executive Officer of America's Natural Gas Alliance. We talked about the amount of natural gas available, which is tons, 150 years at least. We talked about fracking and the law in California, which is working together with the drilling companies and the state and the environment, you know, to try to make the environment safer. And we've talked about other people coming in trying to buy our stuff. So, you know what? It's a, we have to keep moving forward with this. You know, we can't just drop what we have and say, oh, wouldn't it be great to have, oh, let's just use solar. Well, we know it doesn't work yet. Not like that. So we need to continue to grow, expand, and it results in jobs and cheaper power for us. So thanks a lot.
You bet. Thank you.
You bet. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages with Ken White.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. It's Monday, January the 27th, 2014. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Who do we have on the phone? Oh, we don't have anybody on the phone yet. Sorry. I've lost track of everything that's going on. This portion of the show is being brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. What can I say? Take a step back in time. Great haircuts. I'm going down there today. Great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. I fall into one of those. And Man's Last Stronghold. Yes, Man's Last Stronghold. Go on down there and just sit there. I don't mind waiting around for 20, 30 minutes before I get a haircut and catch up on my reading. The weather. You know what? It's 38 degrees out there now, and today increasing clouds with a high near 67, calm winds. Tonight, a 40% chance of rain, mainly after 10 p.m., and you know we need rain. Tuesday, a 50% chance of rain, mainly before 10 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 65, calm winds. Tuesday night, 20% chance of rain. Wednesday, 40% chance of rain. Wednesday night, 50% chance of rain. You know what? Let's hope it rains every time it says. Let's hope we get a couple of inches, which we won't, but let's just hope we get some rain because it's really going to help a lot of people out and help this fire danger out. Our weather is always brought to us by our Shasta Gas Propane friends. 365-3793 is our phone number. Our customers are warm friends. Locally owned. Family operated, discounts for seniors and veterans, Shasta Gas Propane. Ken White.
How you doing?
You're here.
I am.
This is the big,
This
is the big day. Big week.
We are looking for, we got a 5-day countdown to the biggest crab feed in North America. Maybe I'm exaggerating just a little bit, but it is the biggest one in Northern California.
Well,
I can tell you that.
If I can say, of course I think this is true, we've got more local programming on a talk radio show than any other station in California.
I would say you're absolutely right.
I think
I'm amazed at the number of people that come in here and are on your show.
Well,
you guys do a great job of promoting our community.
We've got like 22, 23 local programs running here, and we're running 9 out of 12 hours from 6A to 6B are all local shows, including the only drive time talk show around here from 3 to 6. So, you know what? But this is a great community. But look what you all are doing. You've got, and let's just say it, the largest crab feed in North America.
I think we just gave it a new name.
That's right. So. And let somebody prove that you're wrong.
Yeah, exactly. About 1,200 people are going to cram the Shasta District Fairgrounds this Saturday night. Doors open at 4. Dinner actually starts at 6. They'll start serving salads and so forth at about 5 o'clock. But yeah, we're going to have about 1,200 of our closest friends coming in and eating all the crab they can stuff in their face.
You know what? The first time I ate crab, it went to a crab feed, literally, it was right here in Reading. And I went, then it was the Women's Refuge instead of One
right,
Safe Place.
Right.
And I went there and literally was embarrassed because I ate so much crab. I walked out and I'm looking at Lynn, I'm looking around, I'm going, I got my eyes downcast, I'm going, I can't believe I ate that much crab. I can't believe I stuffed my face and my body with this much crab. You know, I'd gotten back from Iraq just not too long before that, and it was like, oh my gosh, look at all this crab. So, I realized I've gotten over that guilt, and I just continue to stuff my face.
Well, and then did you buy the bag of crab afterwards
with
the leftovers?
Because I felt like I'd maybe wiped out the crab population on the West Coast at that point. And besides, you know, when you go out and you smell like crab, your fingers, no matter how many showers you take, how many times you scrub your hands, they still smell like crab for 2 days afterwards. And it's like, oh, yeah.
You smell like you belong on the Northwestern on Deadliest Catch or something. No, this, and you know what's great is, after you're done stuffing your face, if there's crab left over, and there usually is, we bag it up in special gift gift-sized packs that you can take home for the Super Bowl the next day and treat your friends and your family to, again, fresh cracked crab.
That's right.
From R&R Seafoods right here locally.
I tell you what, R&R has done a great job.
They have.
This year, I tell you what, we've gone down there and bought our own crab from R&R, and I tell you what, the crab this year is great. They may not be as much.
Right.
I heard there may not, you know, that their
prices are a little higher. They cost prices a little bit higher.
Yep. But the quality of the crab is just outstanding. You know, I went down to Anderson, theirs, and then we had a couple of our own.
Right.
I mean, it's just like, this is just outstanding.
Yeah, I guess they opened the season a little bit later to let the crabs fatten up and, because there were fewer of them, I guess, this year. So as a result, you've got fatter, more tasty crabs, and they're a little bit higher price this year, which is also going to, cut into our budget. So we're hoping we get a lot of people coming out. Helping us out this weekend.
Well, now, have you already sold out yet?
We're not sold out. There's still tickets left.
Okay, everybody.
Yeah, you can get those at ospshasta.org. That's ospshasta.org. Stands for One Safe Place.
Yeah.
And, or you can call our office at 244-0118 and ask for the nice ladies there that'll help you with your tickets.
Okay, look, I want to take a quick break, Bob, and, I want to come back, Ken, and let's talk about where this money goes to.
That'd be awesome.
And, this is not just a crab feed. You know, we talk about it. Everybody has a great time. You have the parade of the crab king or whoever that is.
It's the crab queen in this case.
The crab queen.
We need to get SpongeBob down there. I think that would make it great.
Yeah, you know, it's got it all down there. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Everybody calls us summer ball, winter and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape, and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR 1460,
Lindabot.com.
Little lady brain. Let me tell you now, she can eat her own weight up in crab meat.
Yeah. I don't know.
Where did he find
where
that?
Where did you find that one?
That's a Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, no.
Of course, awesome. If it was going to be by Jimmy Buffett, she can eat her own weight in crab meat.
I love
yeah,
it.
Like
my
that.
Wife turned me on to that one.
Yeah. This is after you said, hey, look, honey, there's only so many crabs in the ocean, right? And she goes, hey, you know what? This is what they're here for. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, Leonard and his associates down at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Guess what? It's getting ready to be February. Then it means it's getting ready to be Valentine's Day. Now, the fact that Linda is singing out at Anselmo's on February the 15th with her band with a special menu out there, that's one thing. But you need to get a little something going on here. Head on down to Four Winds Jewelry. All types of jewelry, loose gems, estate jewelry, and a direct line to Israel for diamonds. Oh, yeah, he gets diamonds at just great prices. Leonard and Associates, and they have the only watch repair man in Reading. That's right. He's the one that fixes the watches. You may take them someplace else, but they end up with Jim. Anyway, 2225, Four Winds Jewelry. Give him a call at 222-2750. Our guest, Ken White from One Safe Place, and we talked about the crab feed and that we all eat our own weight in crab, I mean, which is impossible, but you know, but you think you do, right? Yeah. But the money goes to a good thing. You know, we're kind of effervescent about that. But the big thing though is, where's the money go to?
Well, you know, One Safe Place, historically, you know, we've been around since 1979. But in the last 2 years, there have been two organizations that came together, the Shasta Women's Refuge, and the Shasta Family Justice Center, both of which were focused on helping victims of abuse. The Women's Refuge, historically has been known for serving women, but that's somewhat of a myth. They've always served everybody, you know, men and women, and some children. I mean, we have a lot of children who stay in our shelter. About 40% of our population at shelter is children. But then the Shasta Family Justice Center came on scene, and they kind of, the two organizations merged, we became one organization that served a variety of different issues. And so we serve men and women who have been abused. We serve children. We actually serve elders now, where you're seeing as the population ages, you're seeing an increased level of elder abuse and neglect. And so we'll provide services to those folks.
Is that getting more prevalent, or is it just people reporting it more?
No, it's getting more prevalent. And part of that is the boomers are aging, and then their parents are passing on. And so you're seeing more of that just by virtue of the population demographics.
And we'll be seeing more of that too.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's unfortunate, but that's, you know, it's a demographic issue.
Well, home helpers, senior helpers, these are a growth industry. It's got to be, because we've got so many people getting older.
Yep.
And they need to, with the demographics, kids are moving away.
Yeah.
Especially, I would think, around, you know, in areas where the employment is low. So they're going to move someplace else. So now you've got parents that are, so you hire people that may not be background checked and all these, and then now you start having incidents. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oftentimes the cases are siblings, or excuse me, are parents, children, grown children who, mm-hmm. you know, maybe have moved in or never moved out.
Yeah.
And so, you know, obviously there's those situations. Yeah. And so they just neglect mom or dad. And that's where a lot of these cases.
Well, we know a situation like that where, a nephew moved in to a house, and all of a sudden grandpa, or the people's father falls and, and hurts himself outside and there's other people involved. I mean, the whole thing is a mess.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, we need safeguards there.
Right. And so that's kind of one of the things we're trying to get out into the public and make sure they're aware of, is that we serve a variety of different issues surrounding the issues of family violence and family abuse. And then also sexual assault victims, people who have been assaulted in the community of a sexual nature. We obviously have services for them as well. And then, it's interesting. I was actually in court not too long ago, within the last couple of months, and there was a parent who was seeking a restraining order against a child, for their abuse. abuse. You know, the child had stepped in and was abusing the parents. And so, you know, so those are even the situations that we'll become involved in. So we're really here to try and, you know, educate the community, try and prevent abuse where we can, and then also, more importantly, intervene when it happens and help folks with resources and get them all the help they need. And what's really cool about One Safe Place is that now with the merger with the Family Justice Center and everything else is that people can come to our client service center and get services from a variety of different private organizations and government agencies. They're located in our facility where, for instance, the DA's office and Crime Victims Witness Assistance and intertribal and things like that all have offices located in our centers to make it easier for victims.
Yeah, that was the whole thing behind that was to get everything under one roof because people that are in trouble – sometimes they don't have cars, they got kids, and they've got to try and get around town on buses, which are non-existent. Non-existent, that's
it's
not
just,
true,
it's
but
just
it's
difficult.
Just very difficult
yeah.
to find, you know, to get to all the places you would need to get to.
Well, we had over 300 people in our shelter last year. About 165 of those were adults and the rest were children. And so, you know, it's a very much needed service in town and we're proud to be a part of helping out the community.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Ken White's our guest from One Safe Place. I want to talk about plans for expansion.
Yeah.
When we get back.
Okay.
Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As the holidays approach, it's vitally important for you to analyze your firearm storage plan to accommodate for out-of-town guests. Many of your friends and families are not authorized access to your firearms, and steps need to be taken to secure them while they are visiting. For solutions to this and any other questions regarding CCW classes, ladies-only CCW, basic firearm safety, or our brand-new Renewal on the Range program, contact me, Ted Leidy, at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at readingccw.com.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, I won't back down.
No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Barr. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? Martin and his people from Alliance Heating and Air just put in a tankless water heater, which is just outstanding. And I, you know, I went in and I was using the shower and just had it just hot water. Totally hot water as much as I want. Linda almost scalded herself in the bathtub. I mean, you know what? You got to learn how to use hot water once you haven't had it for a while in that one area of the house. I can't say enough about them and the people that put it in and Martin and his gang. I tell you what, professional, just, you know, they epitomize the word professional. And whether it's heating systems, cooling systems, cleaning it, maintaining them, putting them in, they have guarantees. I can't, you know, again, you're not going to find a better place to do work with Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org, homecomfort.org. Our guest is Ken White, and we're talking One Safe Place and where the money's going to from the big crab feed. Things are tight out there, as everybody knows, because of, you know, the economy, which I'm not going to get into that one with here because we're talking about something else. But the plans for expansion.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things we've recognized is, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that, you know, Redding and the Northern California community, you know, has a few issues. We suffer, like you were just mentioning, from economic malaise up here, and that leads to a lot of different things. So one of the things that we've noticed is that we have higher incidences of domestic violence in and around the Redding area. And that leads to a very full shelter. And our shelter, we're hoping in the next couple of years to expand that to more than double, maybe even triple the number of beds that we have to accommodate the number of people that we see. Because the number of people that we see, we kind of have to limit the length of stay. And that doesn't necessarily bode well for their, you know, their efforts in trying to escape abuse and live safe. Mm-hmm. Forever. And so our goal is to expand the shelter and hopefully over time provide the level of care that they deserve and that will allow them to escape abuse on a permanent basis.
You know, the one, as tragic as it was, you had the woman that was killed and her two children. Mm-hmm. Last year. Was it last year?
Yeah, it was last summer.
Okay, last summer. And they never have caught that guy yet, have
no,
they?
No, he's still at large.
Someplace.
Yep.
I think he's under a bush someplace. dead. Anyway, and you can hope that. Anyway, but she had come to the shelter, but it wasn't, I mean, she was coming to the shelter and then she left. On her own volition.
Yeah,
her own volition.
Yeah. And you know, that's not a real, you know, typically we don't release that kind of information. But in this circumstance, it was so extenuating and she was already deceased. There was no one additionally at risk by releasing this information. And we felt that it really, and we'd actually talked to family, extended family
about it.
And made sure that it was okay to talk to the community about what went on here and what happened. And yes, she did she did approach us about entering shelter, but chose not to because of our accommodations. Mm-hmm. She didn't feel were adequate for her children's needs and things like that. And so again, that was one of the impetuses behind, you know, we really took a hard look at our facility and said, we're doing the best we can with what we have. But if the community knew that, people were not getting the help that they needed and were in danger, we knew the community would step up and try and help us with this. And so that was one of the things that really caused us to start exploring the idea of expansion. And so we're doing that now. We're exploring that, and hopefully with, you know, you'll see some plans revealed in the next year and a half or so. But right now we're still just doing our homework. So,
well, that's good. You know, you got to get all that groundwork done.
Yep.
And see how much the city's going to hammer you with the with the fees. You know, okay, I'm not going to get into that. I mean, but I will be interested to hear what you say about it.
Yeah, well, we'll see. You know, like I said, we're doing our homework, and so far in all the research that we've done, everyone has been extremely positive. You know, even the city and their folks have been very gracious in reaching out to us and helping us, you know, do our due diligence and really make this a viable, you know, possibility.
Sure. No, I understand that.
Yeah.
And, well, they should, you know, again, it's, you know, I keep seeing all this stuff on homeless. Some guy got shot last night and died.
Yep.
And
not far from where I live.
Not far from where you live. On Alta Mesa out there. Shot and killed. And the police said, you know, no, the last thing I saw, there was suggestion that it was a drive-by or whatever, but, more and more, violence in homes, more and more, things like this happening, you've got meth problems. I mean, it's so insidious, and it's such a cycle, yep. And you can see it. And if there's some place in there, you can break the cycle,
yep.
Especially for the kids, so that they don't live in that type of environment, so that they know that there's hope, and then you can get them to school, and you can keep them in school. I mean, this whole thing.
And you'll hear that from us a lot, that breaking the cycle.
You've got to break the cycle.
And when, yeah. for instance, we have a specialized children's program in our shelter, to give kids an opportunity to recognize, hey, the abuse isn't your fault. Mom and dad, we give the moms or dads parenting classes to try and help them
sure.
recognize how they can be better parents, and better spouses even in some cases. So, the goal really is to break that cycle, because that's one of the leading indicators of someone who will be an abuser or end up in an abusive relationship, is the fact that they've experienced it as a child. So we're really trying to break that, and really help kids overcome that. We've got a great program called Camp Hope, where we take almost 100 kids every summer and teach them those same life skills and help them heal from the effects of abuse. So we're doing a lot of great work at One Safe Place, and we're so appreciative of people like you who bring us on and allow us to tell the community what we're doing and get behind it.
No, we need to, if it's going to have a community, there's unrest, you need to help it. And again, it's for kids.
Yeah.
If we can reach the kids, everybody else is going to eventually, the kids are the ones that will make the difference here. Ken White from One Safe Place. We're talking, of course, about the big crab feed, but the crab feed is a lot of fun. Everybody has a good time, but it's where the money goes to.
That's right. And if you can't make the crab feed, you can still give right online at ospshasta.org, or you can give us a call at 244-0118. And if anybody out there listening is in need of service, they can call us at 244-0117. That's our 24-hour crisis hotline, 244-0117.
Okay. Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to be talking about the State of the Union speech. We're going to have a guest in that's going to be talking about jobs for veterans right here in town. And also Haven Humane, going to catch up on what's happening there and the things that are going on with them. A lot of stuff going on tomorrow. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
A Florida congressman who pleaded guilty to cocaine possession last year and vowed to stay in office has had a change of heart. Top aide, Republican Trey Radel, now says Radel is going to resign. Arctic air has once again invaded the Midwest, 25 to 30 below zero. The actual air temperature in some places, wind chill, a lot colder than that. The extreme cold has affected ground and air transportation. Lots of schools are closed. Jack O'Connell's not going to school in Chicago today. He and his dad, Jerry, have their day all planned out.
I've got all the food down. I've got my shows on TV, a couple of movies. I'm going to stay warm.
I'll probably be watching some movies also, reading some comic books.
They talked to Chicago's WLS-TV a little while ago. It was one below in Chicago and -4 in Davenport, Iowa. And it looks like the bitter cold isn't going anywhere for a while.
Overnight lows again on Tuesday morning are going to be between 20 and 30 degrees below zero from eastern North Dakota through Minnesota into Wisconsin.
Government forecaster Bruce Terry. Also at SRNnews.com, home sales slipped for a second consecutive month in December, but for all of last year, sales were up more than 16%. And Americans expect to buy 16.4 million new vehicles this year.
That prediction comes from the National Automobile Dealers Association, which is meeting in New Orleans. Economist Steve Zachaly says the anticipated 5.8% increase will mark the sixth year of recovery from